And so you knew a boy named Bill, but he's a little boy, and so they didn't call him Bill, yet they probably call him
Billy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the name of the first of the four Gospels in the Bible, and the others were Mark, Luke, and John.
Mark, Luke, and John, and David?
Matt is a nickname for this longer name.
Matthews?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A woman who conducts school is a...
School teacher.
Okay, you know any old-fashioned names?
School mom.
Okay.
That's about the oldest one I've heard of, school mom.
Yeah, yeah. Where's the town in... Let's see. Well, I don't know what state it's in. What? I don't know much about this, but where's the town where baseball's Hall of Fame is?
New York, Coopertown. Okay. Cooperstown, New York.
Okay. Now, assume there was a woman whose last name was Cooper, and you knew she was married, but, you know, you didn't know her first name or anything, and so when you met her, you'd probably say, how do you do?
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay.
Miss Cooper.
Okay, okay. Is there any difference there, or just...
No, it's just the way you...
Yeah.
You don't know what to say. You don't know whether she's married or not married, so you just use... Mrs. Cooper, then she would correct you and say, I'm not married, then you'd switch over to Miss Cooper.
Uh-huh, okay, okay. You ever try and hit it in the middle and just...
Ma'am,
Or, you know, and just...
Miss?
I just wondered if you ever...
It's either ma'am or Miss, or Miss.
Uh-huh, one or the other, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You to be there, I'll correct you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not married, or I am married, or might just let you go on.
Yeah.
And then you like to check around and find out if she's married or not.
Yeah. Find out if she's got a ring.
And you watch the hands, you know.
Yeah.
You watch who she with.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What would you call a preacher who's not really trained and he doesn't have a regular pulpit, and he probably preaches on Sunday kind of here and there, but he makes his living doing something else, and he's probably not very good at preaching? What would you call somebody like that?
Jagleg preacher.
Okay, okay. What does that mean exactly?
Jagleg means just a little small preacher. He don't have no church or wasn't schooled for it. It's something that he picked up on his own.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Would you want to go to church whether it's a Jagleg preacher or not?
Well, it all depends on if it's anybody else around. If it's nobody around, yeah, you go. But if it is, then you won't.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Well, say for instance you got a Jagleg preacher that's preaching, say, over here, then you got a preacher that's preaching down here that's got established church.
Yeah.
And more than likely you would go to the one with the established church.
Uh-huh.
The one with the established church would get the most following.
Uh-huh.
And the Jagleg preacher, he wouldn't, because he would have other jobs doing other things. He wouldn't have time, probably wouldn't have a church.
Uh-huh.
Just preaching wherever he could, you know.
Yeah. Would he be very good or not?
Well, some of them you find are good,
yeah.
And then some of them you find, well, you know, they just pick it up and take it on from there.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you ever use Jagleg about anything else?
Jagleg?
Like a lawyer or a teacher or a doctor or something?
Well, yeah, I think you could use Jagleg as a nickname for anybody that does any kind of work, like Jagleg carpenter, Jagleg mechanic, Jagleg plumber,
yeah.
Jagleg painter. You would use Jagleg probably to anybody that do any kind of labor work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jagleg mechanic, Jagleg carpenter, Jagleg painter, paper hanger.
To anybody who does any kind of labor?
Uh-huh.
Even if he does it full time?
Yeah. Let me see if you've not been trained for it.
Oh, I see.
See, now you take some fellas get good training,
yeah.
And they work on big jobs.
Yeah.
Then you find some fellas that doesn't get the right kind of training. They only take small jobs, you know?
Yeah.
Like, say for instance, he'll come over and put you on maybe on the porch, put you up some steps, or put a window in, or hang a door for you, you know, like that,
yeah.
There.
Yeah.
But he doesn't work with no contractor.
Yeah.
Mostly working for himself.
Yeah.